Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At this point in our midweek Lenten services, we know two things about the Lord's Supper. We know what it is, that it is Christ's body and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine. And we know who the Lord's Supper is for. It is for all believers in Christ, those who believe in the words of Jesus, and for those who are repentant of their sins. And so, knowing what it is and who it is for, when should you receive it? When should you receive the sacrament of the altar? There's a misconception that the Lord's Supper should only be received sparingly, or a few times a year. And this comes from two different sources, primarily. The first is a misquote of Martin Luther. People think that Luther said at one point in the introduction to his small catechism that you should have the Lord's Supper four times a year. And so people think that that is the standard to shoot for. Four times a year. Don't do any more, don't do any less. Four times, the perfect amount. But if you actually look at what Martin Luther was saying, that is not what he was saying. What he was saying was that you should have the Lord's Supper at least four times a year. Here's what he says in the introduction to his small catechism. When someone does not seek or desire the sacrament at least four times a year, it is to be feared that he despises the sacrament and is not a Christian, just as a person is not a Christian who does not believe or hear the gospel. You see, for Luther, receiving the sacrament four times a year was the bare minimum to even be considered a Christian. That should make you think about some of the people you know who have only attended church a few times in the past year or haven't been at all in the previous year or longer. The second thing where this misconception comes from, the second source, is that people think that something is more special if it's done less often. If done regularly, well, then it becomes mundane and there's nothing really special about it. And so instead, it should be done less often in order to make it more of a special event. But Luther actually talks about people who have this kind of view and similar views regarding the Lord's Supper in his large catechism. Here's what he says. For we see that people are becoming lax and lazy about its observance. A great number of people who hear the gospel, now that the Pope's nonsense has been abolished and we are freed from his compulsion and commands, let a year or two, three, or more years go by without receiving the sacrament, as if they were such strong Christians that they have no need of it. Others let themselves be kept and deterred from it because they have taught, or because we have taught that none should go unless they feel a hunger or thirst impelling them to it. Still others pretend that it is a matter of liberty, not of necessity, and that it is enough if they simply believe. Thus, the great majority go so far that they become quite barbarous and ultimately despise both the sacrament and God's word. For Christ did not institute the sacrament for us to treat it as a spectacle, but he commanded his Christians to eat and drink it, and thereby remember him. You see, having the Lord's Supper less frequently doesn't make it any more special than it already is, but rather it leads you into missing out on the great blessings that it provides. Christ's body and blood for your forgiveness, exactly what it is. And that's something that should be desired often as possible. And in fact, we see this kind of mentality of wanting the sacrament as often as you can get it throughout the majority of church history. In fact, the words of Jesus which St. Paul recounts in 1 Corinthians 11, says, "Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." He says, as often as you drink of it. And how often is that? How often is often? Well, if you look at the church in Acts, they give a good answer. Our text from this evening says this, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." So this church, being led by the very disciples who were there in the upper room when Jesus instituted this Lord's Supper, seemed to think that the Lord's Supper was something that was so beneficial that they should do it often, every single day. In fact, this is something that continued for well over 1,000 years in church history. Here are some of these quotes from some of the church fathers throughout this time. St. Cyprian, on speaking on in the Lord's Supper when it says, "Give us our daily bread," says this, "Moreover, we ask that this bread be given daily, lest we who are in Christ and receive the Eucharist daily as food of salvation, with the intervention of some more grievous sin, while we are shut off and as non-communicants are kept from the heavenly bread, be separated from the body of Christ. And so we petition that our bread, that is Christ, be given us daily, so that we who abide and live in Christ may not withdraw from his sanctification and body." And from St. Ambrose, "He gave it to the apostles to distribute to a believing people, and today he gives it to us, for he, as a priest, daily consecrates it with his own words. Therefore, this bread has become the food of the saints." And from St. Augustine, "You ought to know what you have received, what you are going to receive, and what you ought to receive daily. That bread which you see on the altar, having been sanctified by the word of God, is the body of Christ. Then the chalice, or rather what is in the chalice, having been sanctified by the word of God, is the blood of Christ." And again, St. Ambrose says, "Christ is both the priest offering himself and himself the victim. He willed that the sacramental sign of this should be the daily sacrifice of the church, who, since the church is his body and he the head, learns to offer herself through him." And even Martin Luther, in his large catechism, says this, "There is also great need to admonish and encourage us so that we do not let this great a treasure, which is daily administered and distributed among Christians, pass by to no purpose." So looking at Scripture and the Church Fathers, what church history has practiced, when should we receive the Lord's Supper? The answer seems to be as often as possible. It is Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins, granting you life and salvation. And that is something that you always need and should always want. And we have the Lord's Supper every Sunday for this very reason. To make sure that this wonderful gift that Christ gives to his church is offered every time that the people of God gather on the Lord's day. Sin is ever present. Therefore, forgiveness should be as well. So therefore, when the opportunity arises for you to receive that Lord's Supper, do not push it off as some insignificant, mundane thing. For it is a great gift that God gives to his church to be received whenever and wherever possible. So take this gift of the sacrament when you can. For it is this sacrament, these means by which you are given life as a Christian. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.